Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He is concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that are behind prison bars. Amen. We are here on radio preaching the gospel. Amen. Because we have some powerful services in them jails and prisons. And we, amen, here on radio, amen, with the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, on today. I'm telling you. We in a teaching ministry talking about the second coming of Christ. We're going to continue the message on today, so I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're here in St. Matthew chapter 24. We're down now to verse number 5. Amen. We're going to move on to verse 6. Now, Jesus was saying, many shall come in my name and say I'm Christ. They'll call themselves teaching. They're a Christian. But if you can't live right, then you don't know Christ. Now, we stated that in our last broadcast. So, there's no need to waste time with people that can't live right. Jesus come to save you from your sins so you can live right. I'm telling you, praise God. If you can't live right, you need to go back to the altar and pray again. I'm telling you, because you don't have enough to go to heaven. Because, amen, the Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what the Bible says. I'm a Bible preacher. I'm a Bible man. I'm a Jesus man and a Bible man. Missionary Velvet, let's put the St. Matthew 24 and 6 at.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? There's no need for people to be all troubled. And you got people troubled now, Christian troubled now. All the commotion going on in our world today, and you got people troubled. They're so afraid, and some people trying to pull Jesus out the sky, and all of that, how they doing. But, amen, are you ready? I want to know, are you ready to meet the Lord? Amen. If you can't live right, sin and do it wrong, what good is you pulling Jesus out the sky? Huh? I'm telling you. If you can't live right, talking about you got a sinner commission, sinner omission, and all of that. Because there's no sinner going to heaven. I'm telling you. You must be born again by the power of God. That new nature has to be in your soul. A regeneration got to take place on the inside. There is an inside job. The change must take place in your heart. A change has to take place in your soul. Jesus come to wash you and make you clean. Amen. It's time to be dripping wet in the blood of Jesus. Amen. People sing that song, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, it's time to get washed and get dripping wet in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, some people say, man, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Where is his name at? His name is not in Jordan River. His name is at Calvary. So many people want to get it in the Jordan River and, amen, and say his name in the Jordan River. I was baptized in his name in the Jordan River. No, you got to come out the Jordan River. You got to go to Calvary. Amen. You must go to Calvary. How many of y'all been to Calvary and got that blood bath? Got washed in the blood of the Lamb? I'm telling you, you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb to make it to the kingdom of God. It's not enough to be baptized in Jesus' name in water and then talk about you saved. That's not enough. You can argue Acts 2:38 all you want to, but there's more to it, to Acts 2:38, than just being baptized in water. You got to do more than that. Jesus come, he got out the Jordan River. He went to Calvary. How many of y'all been to Calvary? How many of y'all been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Then you can say, I've been truly baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The blood of Jesus is at Calvary. The blood of Jesus is not in the Jordan River. The blood of Jesus is at Calvary. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Because people can go in the Jordan River. They can go in the water and be baptized in Jesus' name and come out cursing like the devil. I'm telling you. Well, amen, they just didn't have it. Amen. It's time out for excuses. You need to get born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified holy. When the Lord take away that devil out of you, take away sin out of you, you will be born again. You heard me? Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Changed. Take place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul said, if any man be in Christ, Amen. He is, not was, not used to be, but he is a new creature. Yes. Old things are passed away. Amen. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus come to change your insides and make your inside brand new. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. So it's no need to waste time talking about I've been baptized in water. Amen. And thinking that going to change you. Jesus come to get you out, take you out the water and carry you to Calvary. Amen. It's time to go to Calvary. Amen. And when, once you go to Calvary, then you have it been delivered. I'm telling you, ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. The Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Praise God. Now, Jesus said, amen. He said, there come a time when there be wars and rumors of wars. Be ye not troubled, but the end is not yet. Amen. You heard all the type of wars going on in our world today. But the Lord said, don't be troubled. The end is not yet. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to live ready, be ready when Jesus comes. I ain't trying to pull him up the sky like some of these Christians trying to do, pull him up the sky. Because they ain't got enough to stand. Amen. He's so afraid they ain't got enough to stand. So they try to pull Jesus up the sky. I don't have to do all that. I'm ready. You hear me? I can live right. You hear me? I can stand tribulation. I can stand because I got it like the Bible said. Now, the thing goes like this. We're going to continue teaching this message. We need to get it so we can live right. We're able to stand. The Lord wants Christians that can stand. Amen. People, amen, so weak. They can't live right. Amen. And he want the Lord to try to pull the Lord out the sky so they can get out of here. Amen. Because thinking he can't live right. Amen. I'm telling you, if you can't live right, how you going to make it to heaven? I'm telling you, you need to get so you can live right, people. You'll be able to stand. Now, we're going to follow this teaching here and going to see what Jesus said here. Now, do you believe what Jesus said? What some man said? Some theologian said? I'm going to believe what Jesus said. You hear me? Praise God. I'm telling you. You're going to hear rumors and war. Amen. Rumors of wars. But don't be troubled. Amen. Just be ready when Jesus comes. Be saved. Be sanctified. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. So when Jesus comes, you'll be ready. I'm telling you. Praise God. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. This is a powerful message. I'm telling you, a powerful message. Amen. But Jesus let you know the end is not yet. That's what he said. And I'm going to believe what Jesus said. Praise God. Amen. Believe what he said. Amen. It's time to repent and be ready when Jesus comes. Because, amen, when the Lord comes, it's time for you to go. You hear me? When the Lord comes for you, it's time to go. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. As we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, let them be with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Lord, let them know, Lord, you come to change lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Sit down and write me about it so Missionary Velvet can read your letters. We can read your letters and rejoice with you. Amen. Here come my wonderful companions, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise him. The Lord is so good and he's so wonderful. Jesus loves us because the Bible tells us so. Jesus can do anything but fail. If you believe that message that Ella Holman preaching all this month, You have been set free, and you hold fast to that, because God is not slack concerning his promise. He said he would save you and set you free from your sin. If you believe that, you hold to that. Remember, those in the behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope, and you are not thrown away. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. Jesus can do anything for you too, if you believe him and allow him to do it. But you must humble yourself under his mighty hands. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Believe that, and I implore you to allow God to set you free. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Lord will open up doors, but we get into more jails and prisons. Those of you that's in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. So give your gift support through our PayPal button, which is our secure button. Those that's incarcerated, write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the parents, have ever saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.